Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
It's been long known that retiring increases the mortality rate for seniors, but this is newer information and evidence that seniors who keep working appear healthier than those who quit the workforce. And it's a new research that says the study of more than 83,000 Americans 65 and older found that being unemployed or retired was associated with the greatest risk of poor health. My dad is 91 and he still works full time. He tutors and teaches mathematics at a local community college every single day of the week. And I'm telling you, it gives him something to get up and go to every day. And the seniors that I know as a trainer for all of these 25 years, the ones that do not work, especially the men, women may or may not have been used to not working. They find things to keep themselves busy. But the men who have been working and then they stop working, and then they don't know what to do with themselves. I've seen it again and again and again. And then their health starts to suffer. They need more stretching and they need more exercise. And they find themselves bored. They don't know what to do. They golf. They play bridge. They go to lunches. Maybe they're more social, but yet they are not healthier. And so it would seem to me that this study, which we've kind of known for a good long time anyway, and this was a professor at the University of Illinois Chicago School of Public Health, and a spokesman for the American Federation of Aging Research said that not working or retiring can lead to poorer health. So I think the message that we're getting right there is that, you know, keep doing something that gives your life meaning, something that gives you purpose. And especially for older people, I've found that when they don't have something to get up in the morning for, they tend to sleep later. And then that sleep, that morning sleep, we know is not as quality of sleep as the early evening and middle of the night sleep. So the fact is that these seniors need to keep working, need to keep active, need to keep doing something that gives them purpose and a reason to get up and go somewhere to feel needed. The research is coming out more and more, so keep working, seniors. It's really that important. And another new story that next time you find yourself restless and fidgeting at work like I do, I sit there in my desk, I fidget, I move around. People say, stop fidgeting. Mothers used to say, stop fidgeting. Well, it may be doing your health some good. The new research suggests long periods of sitting have been linked to serious health risks with obesity, heart disease, that sort of thing. But fidgeting in your chair may counteract some of the adverse health effects of sitting for long periods of time. And this is a new study published this week in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. You know, that's pretty much what we're all about here at Radio MD. That's what I've been about for about 25 years, being involved in preventive medicine, the food that we eat, the exercise that we do, and now even the fidgeting that you do in your chair. I'm fidgeting right now. I'm moving my arms and my legs all around because really, it does burn up some calories. It keeps your body moving, keeps your blood flowing, keeps your brain a little bit more alert and a little bit more active. So fidgeting is much better for your health than you might have thought. It's not just those nervous Nellies who are fidgeting. It's all of us who should be moving around all the time. Our bodies were not meant to just sit. And as much as I've been doing it in front of the microphone these days, I know that if I keep myself moving, then I'm not going to let, you know, things sort of get out of hand. So fidgeting, good for your health. Retiring, not good for your health. Those are the two stories, top of the hour. You can always send me an email, melanie@radiomd.com, if you have some more stories you'd like me to go over or discuss. We have a great show coming up. Stay tuned.